Joining us from Capitol Hill is Senator Max Baucus, a Montana Democrat who is chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, and who said yesterday that he was a little stunned by the withdrawal of Tom Daschle, which he called regrettable. Senator Baucus, welcome.
Thank you very much.
How badly does the withdrawal of Tom Daschle set back the prospect of health care legislation?
I don't think it sets it back very much at all. Tom Daschle is a terrific fellow, knows probably more about health care than most anybody else. But there's such momentum now for health care reform. The stars seemed so aligned, whether it's people who don't have health insurance or others whose health costs are so high. There's a convergence here to get health care reform passed this year. And I might add, on top of that, and probably even more important, is the president. Barack Obama campaigned on health care reform when he was a candidate. I talked with his top staff today. If anything, they're even more urgently moving toward health care reform. So I think we're going to move very quickly. It's my top priority. I'm going to do what I can to get health care reform passed this year.
All right. Well, give us a reality test here. If there's so much momentum, when do you think we could see a real health care reform passed, and when might it then take effect and actually have an impact on people's lives?
Well, I think we'll get legislation passed this year. Now, the effect of it's going to take some time, because it's going to take some time to get various components in place where some of the benefits will be realized. For example, measures like health information technology will spend some upfront money, but the benefits probably won't be realized for a couple, 3 years later.
But in terms of extending health insurance to tens of millions of people who don't have any right now,
yes,
you think there'd be, within 2 years, do you think that number would be cut in half?
Or I think 2 years would be a bit aggressive. It'd be conservative. It'd be sometime between maybe a year and a half and 3 years before this is all up and going. We'll clearly move as aggressively as we can, but also we can't overpromise. We want universal coverage, as I do and I think most do. That means doctors, hospitals, nurses, insurance companies, medical equipment manufacturers, everybody. We're all in this together, and it's going to have to be some give and take, and I'm encouraging everybody to keep an open mind.
But let me put to you what our lead reporter on this story, Judy Rovner, reports, which is that bipartisanship is on the wane in the Congress. Now, she says that the new S-CHIP, the Children's Insurance Plan, is law, but a lot of Republicans resent that. They think there are givebacks that have come from what the compromises they worked out in the last Congress. Do you have the same sense that you have to patch things up now?
No, I do not have that sense. The Children's Health Insurance Program got a little partisan because of the inclusion of legal immigrants was just different from the earlier bills. But that is just, I think, is an aberration. I've had a lot of meetings with a lot of Republicans who very much want health care reform this year. I sense that this is not a partisan issue, and I'll do all my best to make sure it doesn't become a partisan issue.
One other front, one last question about the stimulus bill. There are two. The president doesn't have 60 votes yet in the Senate behind the bill. What is something that you think you could part with easily from the bill that came over from the House in order to bring over perhaps a dozen Republicans? What's one element of that bill that you're willing to say?
Well, I don't mean to dodge the issue, but frankly, about $800 billion is so important. And frankly, the difference between $800 billion in total spending over 2 years compared with, say, $650 billion over 2 years amounts, according to the economists, amounts to about 1 million difference in jobs.
But can you see it coming down to a reduced package just to get something through, and you're having to accept that?
It might come down slightly, but when at the end of the day, I think by and large, the legislation that's in the Senate today is going to get passed. It'll receive 60 votes.
Senator Baucus, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
It's Max Baucus, a Democrat of Montana who is chairman of the Senate Finance Committee.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.